One of the most asked question or one of the most common question that emerge from our mind or that lingers in our mind, and that is like how to speak. My name is Alok. I'm an online English spoken coach or teacher, mentor. So many times when I'm across the people whom I have been teaching, so they come across this question. Or they ask always that how to practice. Okay, I don't have any content, I don't have any story. How to practice, how to use, how to keep my vocal cord, how to bring the English from mouth. This small question, it is genuine question. It's not that it's non-logical, it's irrational. It is rational, it is logical, it is genuine. But it is also genuine that whatever we see around, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, whatever we can see, we are human, we have emotion, we have eyes, we have ears, we can see, we can hear, we can watch, we can listen. Or these all are the content. Yeah, one of the good way or one of the great way to develop the content is keep your eyes open to see, keep your ears open to listen to hear. Or yes, that is what you make a content. And let's assume that now I'm standing on the rooftop and I think what content I can use to speak English. What should I say? Some story, read some story book from a kid, or need to read some novel or some good story or some series, some episode, and then repeat it. That is again good, not a bad idea. But what do I suggest when you create your own content, when you create your own story, when you create something that is from your mind? Because ultimately when we try to speak, that should come spontaneously. It is not that something is made already or you are repeating, you are mimicking. That will work just for the mouth practice, but ultimately you have to practice how to speak, how to talk to people, or how to communicate well. So this is how today I'm standing here on rooftop and this idea emerged in my mind, because many times this question comes to me or people ask me. So I thought, why shouldn't I go with this answer for all people who are listening to my podcast? I can see in many countries, many people are taking rest to listen to me. Remember one thing, whatever story, content, pronunciation and a structure you want to make, that should be crystal and clear, because ultimately the language is the way of imparting knowledge, sharing thought, sharing idea, sharing many things that is in our mind, but that goes in other people's mind as it is. There should not be obstacle, there should not be something that is causing problem to understand. Even there are many people, they are very good in English, they speak very fast, but if the people, they are not going to understand it, what is the use of being fast? So that makes also an obstacle. So first thing, how to create content. You can see how I'm talking. I have no content in my mind. I have no story in my mind. But what I'm talking, just I'm talking, I'm sharing something. So I'm standing here. It is, I think, top floor of fourth, or you can say it is fourth floor rooftop. And I'm standing here. Behind me, there is a water tank. And you know, water tank we use to drink water. So all floor they have a pipe, the conduit pipe. Through that pipe, water goes from here to each rooms, like in the sink where you wash a dish, in the bathroom, toilet, and faucet, right, where you wash your face. So this water tank fills once and whole day, keep giving water to all that people they are living here. It is contributing water. Okay, when I see in front of me or before me, a lot of things I can see. Wherever I can see, like somewhere trees are just swaying back and forth. I can see four birds, they are flying. And likewise, they are flapping their wings and they are going forward. That is their process to fly in the sky. Or it is almost evening time in India, or it is sunset, so it is not day or not night, but still I can consider it as a day. because it is not completely dark. I can see many places from here. As I said, a lot of houses, a lot of high-rise buildings from here. Even they are very they are far from here, way far. But again, I can see because it is not completely dark. And one thing that what I realize here is two peace, not that hassle, no honking, no pollution. Even the air pollution is good here at this place where I've been living for a long time. And yes, so I can see people, they are returning from the job, from the market, because generally at the in the evening, people, they go in the morning to office, whole day after doing their job, putting their effort into it, or accomplishing their job. In the evening, they leave the job, they leave the office, they leave the market, or start drifting towards their home, or they come to home. So I can see people, they are coming, or obviously when you come from the office, or a whole day you work somewhere, or in the evening when you leave the office or place, see the happiness at your face, it start emanating, you know, reflecting like you are happy. Even whole day you went through a stress, depends person to person how kinds of job you are doing. There are many job, nasty job, the boss is awkward, everything is peculiar. These people, once they leave the job, the office, step out from their company, they become happy because ultimately they got rid of this day stress, or they are going to their home. Likewise, evening time is good for those also, but nowadays, because many company, they are operating globally, so they have 24/7, I repeat, they have 24/7 shift time, shift hour, so they require people, they demand employee, few of employee, they should stay in the office in the night shift. So such people, they sleep whole day at home or go to office at night. But these people lifestyle is not good, because see, ultimately we are human, or human routine should be like wake up early in the morning, do your daily ritual, relish morning nature, take a bath, have breakfast, you know, and go to the office, and during the day work, put in your effort, come to the home in the evening. That should be the routine. At night, basically night it for the sleeping. But we should not go negative with those people. They are working at night because they have a lot of responsibility. They have only that option left with them. So they have to work, or they have to work at night, and they have to sleep. Anyway, so there are many company, they demand or they require the people to come in the night, come at the night, so they go to office. But there is not huge huge majority, there are few people, they stay at night. So these people will leave home after few hours. But again, and one of the most common thing that you are aware of, that many people, they are glued to the phone. Like I'm right now, I'm recording, or I'm with the phone, I'm wearing the headphone and recording this, talking, trying to help people. Likewise, you can see people, they are walking on road, but they are fiddling with the phone, you know, scrolling up, down, using their finger, and watching some video, listening something, watching some site. Depends what they want, what makes them interested to watch it, intriguing to watch it. Or where I am standing here, just after two houses, or you can say after 200 meter, there is a water plant. So that plant gives people water. So if you are wanting a pure water, don't have a water purifier at your home, or generally most of the here people near about, they don't have. So they go there, they give the empty bottle and bring the take the filled bottle. Or likewise, I can see many people, they are going and bringing their bottle, because whole day they are busy. So at night or in the evening, they come from office or wherever they work, they go there or they bring it. Likewise, I can see there are some houses here, new building house. So Mason. So Mason is a guy, professional, who built the house, or we can say bricklayer. They are still working here. and it is almost living time. But if let's say you are building your home or laying brick, or if you have left a little part of the wall or something, so don't think to leave it, because all the wall you have completed, of you were leaving 10%, so tomorrow again if you start, so it is like it is not setting properly. So they are trying to accomplish it, then they go. Likewise, I can see many ladies, they are leaving their house just for working purpose, talking with each other, somebody hugging their child, and within the talk, during the talk, I can see the air that is blowing from my backside, kissing me, touching me, giving a gentle, delicate, peace and cold feeling, and likewise going forward. And this is the causing the trees to sway back forth. And likewise, I can see one kite that is astonishing, you can say like a spectacular view. It is flying in the sky, and the sky is very clear, very sharp. It is white, blue, like white, and it is flying there. Only one kite I can see, so it is very much identical. If something one is there somewhere, you see that very clear. If there is many thing, you don't see very clear. You see very clear, but that is not identical. That is not unique. That doesn't show uniqueness. So this is how my main purpose of talking now is. What I'm saying here, just trying to explain. I can say the flag, the Indian national flag, many people they have tied on their rooftop, so it is flapping. When air is blowing, it is flapping. You know, when some cloth or something shaking with the pressure of air, we say flapping. So that is flapping. And I can see many rooftop, top of the building, people has tied the rope from one side to other side and hang clothes on it. So in the whole day, in the morning, they wash and they put that there on the rooftop, on the rope, clip it so that in the air it should not fall. And in the evening, these all are flapping. So now the people, they will come or take it back, because at night nobody knows if it rains. So it will again get wet. So better to take it now. It is rainy winter here, rainy season, or you can say rainy weather. Likewise, things is happening, and after a few, I don't say few minutes, after half an hour, it would be dark, or lights will be visible everywhere, illuminating all in during the evening or night all around the building. But not now. Now I can see on some building, I can see lights, they are illuminating, and after few minutes it will be around the all places. So my main purpose of this recording was how we make content. What is the content? How to speak in English, and how to think, how to make it spontaneous. Why we are falling behind? Because we are not practicing. You know, practicing make perfect in any area that we already know. Practice make a man perfect, and that is why we are lacking. We don't practice. So if we don't practice, it will not help you out in any way. So better to go, better to think, better to do what you want, but keep your eyes open and ears, so that what you hear, what you see, that becomes your content, that becomes your story, that becomes your way of thinking. And same thing you have to reveal in English. And the most important thing here, it works. Like many times, you are not aware about the word meaning, about the structure. So this will help you out there also. When you are speaking, what you are speaking, what you want to say. If you are not aware about the vocabulary, about the structure, note it down somewhere. If you are at your home, have a paper, have a copy, write it down with the pen. Or later on you think, though, this was I wanted to say, but I stumbled because I was not aware how to say this in English. That helps you out. Doing this practice day to day, one time you will get to know, wow, this is working for me. So likewise, you can learn a lot of things. So now I can see the clouds are drifting around and it's clear, but daily at night it rains. Or day, sometimes rains in day also. Today it was cloudy day, but it couldn't rain. So I think today it couldn't, but at night nobody knows. It is a nature. So likewise, you can make your own content. You can design, you can think what you see, try to speak, if you are able to render, if you are able to express what you are saying, what you are looking, it means it is working. Or this is called language. Yeah, language is nothing rocket science. It's nothing something that nobody can do. Everybody can do. Anybody can do this. Only you have to apply your mind, apply your way of thinking, apply your presence of mind, and that is called language. It should be crystal clear. What you see, you have to speak, and that's why. Okay, so I think it might help to understand how to make content, how to create, how to say, how to speak. Only the small things to start using, or you will realize that it's working. Thank you. Bye.